What's happening, gods and goddesses? What's popping? I'm praying that all y'all having a great day, great weekend, great season, great after solar eclipses, all that shit. You dig? Well, you know, this came to check in type shit. You know, doing way better than I was. Almost crashed out, but I'm still here. She thought she was gonna break me, but she didn't. Type shit. And life and other shit and fucked up family members. Type shit. But we ain't gonna get into that. But you know, I got to experience the solar eclipse and shit. It was nice, it was dope. I don't know how people act like they didn't care about it too much, but I feel you if you don't, but hey, everybody different. But me, on my spiritual journey, and all the spiritual folks and the deep folks, there's a meaning behind everything. Even if you don't think it is. But that's another conversation for another day. You dig? But yeah, it was just going, you know, checking in, you know, type shit. But yeah, it's been a long journey, crazy journey. Still fighting for custody for my son. You know, she doesn't want to cooperate. But hey, you know, God don't like ugly. And she eating that karma, so it's all good. Everybody that do me dirty, eat they karma. So, and this is the year of karma. So, hey, then after the solar eclipse, hey, stop playing. But yeah, everybody, some people trying to go into their isolation, all types of shit. But, you know, be careful. It's very selective. And for all y'all that don't think the earth is shifting and there's a whole new shift, no matter how you look at it, some people say different, but no matter how you look at it, there's a shift in the energy and the spirit. Some of y'all already feel the shift, so don't be, you know, stop playing out here. Basically what I'm at. But yeah, I don't own the copyrights to no music being played. This is YouTube. Right now the artist is Seiko P. Shout out to Texas. I don't own the copyrights to none of this man's music. I'm not getting paid for none of this shit. But you know, shout out to Seiko P. Shout out to Texas. But you know, we coolin'. But yeah, today been a good day. Way better than it was, trust me. But yep, get my son in June, mediation. She ain't cooperating and shit. But you know, I don't let her, let none of it get to me. Can't nothing get to me no more. I'm in a whole different mindset right now. I don't care who you is. You on some bullshit, you getting cut off. I don't care. Ask about me. I cut family off. Grandmas, uncles, cousins. I ain't playing with none of y'all. I don't care who you is. On God. Shoot. My peace is more important than any of your bullshit. If it's any bullshit, negativity, you know, I'm so happy that I'm where I am right now. Cause shit really is fried. Like, it's just, you know, I wouldn't even go back in time if I could. I just relive some moments. I wouldn't even change shit. Like, back when I was in my dark mindset, I'd be like, I used to say, like, I low-key wish I didn't have a baby with this girl type shit. But I'm happy I did. Not in totality, but you know, I'm happy she gave me a son, but I still don't like her. She probably gonna hear this, but I don't care. I doubt it. But I'm worldwide, so I don't give a fuck. But shout out to everybody that been listening, following, supporting. You know, I've been going through a lot, you know. And I wasn't about to let my baby mama or any other fucked up people that used to be around me make me crash out. And just for y'all know, if anybody crash out, just know you gonna be one of the first people they come in for. Like, you gonna be the first people they gonna crash into. So be careful who you push to crash out. Don't underestimate nobody. Stop playing with people out here. It's not a game. But for all y'all people that think this shit is a game, go ahead. Keep playing. You going to get what you looking for. Oh, God. This shit's crazy, for real. But don't crash out. Whoever listens to this, do not crash out. So all my dads fighting to get their kids like I am. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Yep, it's going to be fucked up. You're going to be sad, angry, all that. You're going to want to give up. All that. You got to hold it down, though. For your son, for your daughter, and all your other kids out here. Because some people don't even care about their kids. That's the thing that really... This shit is really incredible to me. And for y'all slow people, incredible means unbelievable. But this shit is fraught. And then out here, we need to pass a law for people that alienate their kids from other people. You go to jail. And we're about to pass some shit like that. Because y'all ain't about to get off with this shit. I don't care. Anybody that do this type of shit, bro, you deserve to go to jail. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Anybody, let's team up. Come together. Hit me up. DM me. I'm about to start the petition. I ain't playing no games. People be thinking I'm playing. I ain't playing. I do shit in silence. I move in silence. Y'all, some of y'all nosy. Stop being nosy. Focus on yourself. Want some real shit? Cause like, shit crazy. For real though, like. Boy, I don't even let shit get to me no more. I done been through all the motions. You can't even let shit get to you like that no more. My bad. All right, I turn up to this right quick. Hey, shout out to Seco P. Out there in Texas. Shout out to Texas, goddammit. We gon' beat the beast. What we doing is. She gonna do it for me. Watch. I bet. She paid for all my Cheesecake Factory and everything. Did she pay for yours? Hey, I told her she ain't had to pay for all my food. But I was like, hey, fuck it, babe. Ooh, get it. Get it, sis. Yes, I'm one of them. I listen to Get It Sexy too. I don't care what none of y'all say. Us men can listen to women music too. The beat go hard. The song is catchy. Like, shut the fuck up. Do what the fuck you want to do. As long as you ain't bothering nobody else. Fuck what anybody say. On some real ass shit. They can eat that. Go eat it. Eat a dick, motherfucker. Or something. Yeah, because we ain't tolerating shit. We ain't settling for shit. Nah. All the lessons I done learned the past few years, I ain't playing with shit. Hey, I'm so over everything, man. I'm so detached from everything. Man, it's so scary how detached I am, low-key. Like, cause, man, shit, it don't even make no sense. I swear on God, once she took my kid away, I swear on God, I didn't not care about shit. And it's sad as fuck, bro. I literally had to detach from my son. Like, that's, just think about that shit. I had to detach from my child. Because I had to accept the reality of me, I'm never going to get him again until I take this little girl to court. Like, think about that. Like, I will never ever see my child if I did not take this little girl to court. I'm just, like, I'm gonna be random as hell and I don't give a fuck. But still, thank you for following. You put the pieces together. But, I'll help. But, like, I had to really detach. And I see all men perspectives of why some men do what they do. No, I don't condone and support everything people do. But everybody's situation is different. The shit don't make no sense. Like, on some real ass shit. But I accept the accountability because it's my fault. But like, damn. Like, I'm the good dad. Why do us good daddies have to fight? Why do we have to fight anyway? There's men and women out here that don't give a fuck about their kids at all. Like, what the fuck? You gonna eat that karma, though? Bit. Watch. On God. What we doing? Bitch, I'm soda. Hey, what? Fuck, bitch. Dang, I'm fancy. What we doing, man? Yep. Fuck it. They can't tame us. Nope. But we good. Ooh, they mad that I'm turned up. Ooh, they mad I ain't kill myself. Ooh, thank you. Ooh, what you mean? You thought I was gonna fold? No. You thought I was gonna fold, huh? You thought I was gonna give up? You thought I was gonna get on your head? What you think this is? I'm a whole different person now. I ain't gonna say nothing. Move in silence. Be still. Know that I am God. It says that in the Psalms. Go read the Bible. On God. Thinking so that, but yeah, on God, don't even do nothing. They getting their karma. But yeah, we healing over here. People want you to break. People want you to, you know what I mean. People want you to be low vibration. All that. Don't let nobody get you in that mindset. cut they ass off if that's the energy they coming with. Man, I don't give a fuck. Even if it's your mama, cut her ass off. I don't give a fuck. I swear on God, I don't. But no, you gotta pray for your enemies still. Pray for them, cause everybody gonna get their karma. Ain't nobody escaping karma. I don't care who you is, what magic you do. I don't care. You gonna get karma in some type of way. No matter how much magic you use, the Bible, whatever, shit. No matter what magic, shit, what your belief system, bro, you gonna get karma. Your karma gonna come in another form, or your children is gonna eat that karma. Do you want to eat that karma, or you want your children to eat that? You choose. Somebody gonna eat that. Somebody has to. Oh yeah, but yeah, choose to heal, not go through hell. But you, well, you kind of gotta go through hell to heal, to be honest, a little bit, yeah. Because the healing process is not gonna be pretty. Spiritual journey is not pretty. Some of y'all just starting y'all spiritual journey. It's gonna be okay. You know. Just prepare yourself. You know, one day at a time. Don't give up. Keep going. Start journaling, meditating, put on better music, high vibration music, and get out in nature. Eat better. Stay away from negative people, energy vampires. Like I said, even if it's your family, friends, cut they ass off. Detach. I already learned detachment. I now teach everybody else detachment. D the fuck tach. I'm so detached. People, some people be in fear of me cutting them off. Low key. But I don't live in fear. Fuck fear. I ain't scared of shit. My worst fear already happened. My worst fear already happened. I'm already lived in my worst fear. I don't fear shit but what I've already been through. Which was having a baby and my child going through this shit. And with a little girl like this. You know what I'm saying? Because grown, real women don't do this shit. So little girls with this mentality. We gotta go through this shit. Yeah, shout out to all the real moms and the real women out there. I love you all. Continue to do you. Pop your shit. Take care of your kids. And if the dad is in there and doing this shit, give that nigga his kids, that man. Give bro his kids. Bro, for real. So I'm praying for all y'all. If you got your kids, appreciate having your kids. Because there's men like me out here that do not get to get their children until the court says so and another court date. You know? But it's cool though. I ain't even... Mediation, next court date. I'm coming for you, son. But, you know, the devil ain't gonna stop shit. I'll beat your ass on God. Bro, I ain't scared of the devil. The fuck? I danced with the devil many times. I used to fuck on the devil. Type shit. These bitches is the devil. Unfortunately, the mother of my child, she's one of them. Like, bro, be careful who you have kids with. On God, you gonna be, and ladies, be careful who you have. Your kids with us both. Wear a condom. Make sure he got a condom on. No matter how pretty she is, no matter how much, no matter how good looking the man is, no matter how much money he got, no matter if she got a fat ass, good sex, whatever he or she may got, do not fall for it. Use your gift of discernment if you have it. But you have to discern. Some of y'all really can't discern shit. So I feel kind of bad for y'all. So you just got to go through the lessons. Like you have to. Unfortunately, you're going to have to hurt. You're going to have to get hit. You're going to have to. Because some of y'all ain't going to be able to. Like you got to go through shit though. To heighten your discernment. You probably just have to go through some shit anyway. Because I know my discernment is on point. That's why I don't be going through shit and dealing with too much shit. But, you know. Well, certain shit, you know. The strongest battles or the hardest battles is given to the strongest warriors. My mom said this was part of my testimony. Why couldn't a testimony be something else? Why the testimony gotta be my kid taking... Why the fuck? Like, bitch. Why the fuck? Hey, bro. Like, why my kid gotta be taken away for my testimony? Like, bitch, test of these nuts, nigga. All right, my bad. Man, I really don't be caring. Like, I ain't got no respect for people like that. But, yeah. Take care of your kids. Dad's getting y'all kids' lives. No matter what, take her to court. No matter what. I don't know, gather evidence. Take a picture. Keep texts. All that. Yep. Fight back. We snitching. Yep. To tell the judge. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you gotta do to get your kids back. Because that's what I'm doing. I ain't playing no games. That's why she running and hiding from me. I got all evidence. We gonna see. But yeah, choose to heal and grow. Gotta get through the bullshit to get to the good shit. But all is well. No, one day at a time. Ain't seen my son in almost, coming in June, almost a year and a half. Thank you. Thank you so much to the system and bitter ass, little ass girls. Thank you. Thank you. And to traumatized ass motherfuckers and unhealed wounds and childhood trauma and all this other shit. But it's cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to the system. Thank you to my egg donor. Thank you to all of it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I thank you for all the lessons. Because I done learned so much. And I done seen so much. That's why I just don't meet. I don't even be caring. All I care about is getting my child back. So like I said, to all the dads out there, keep fighting, doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Take care of y'all kids. Women, keep taking care of y'all kids too. Because I know some trash ass. I know some deadbeat baby. I know some deadbeat moms. So don't be acting like it's always the dad fault. I'm an example. But enough of that. You know, we growing. I learned so many lessons. That's why during the dating scene, like, I done cut out so many women. It don't even make no sense. You on any type of bullshit, you getting cut off. On my soul. You eat McDonald's, you getting cut off. You eat pork, you getting cut off. Like, you don't drink water? This girl told me she ate nothing but pork and something else. I said, red flag. I told her, I said, you are a red flag. She said, I don't care. Bitch. Hey, oh God. I deleted the shit out that girl. She said, I don't like veggies. Huh? That's a form of disrespect. That's a form of disrespect right there. Hey, That's disrespectful to tell a vegetarian me type person, hey, I do not like eating vegetables. But you eat dead flesh all day? And you don't eat no fruit? Bitch, you finna die. Nah, I'm just playing. Bro, what? Man, like I said, you eat low vibrational foods all the time. I'm not fucking with you, on God. What kind of way, man? Y'all weird as hell. Shout out to everybody that's vibrating high and eating high vibrational foods and cutting off. Because us people that eat like I eat, vegetarian, vegan motherfuckers, conscious eaters. But, you know what I mean? Shoot, that's why I even respect the regular conscious eaters. Like, they eat meat and shit still, animal flesh, but they make sure it's right. You know what I mean? It ain't fucked up. Like, some of y'all eat whatever. Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't read ingredients. Y'all, man. But it's cool. Stay ignorant. Stay ignorant. You and your kids gonna be sick, dying. That's why y'all go through what you go through. Y'all don't read shit. And they say you wanna hide something from black people, put it in a book. Come on, read. Cause this, like, what the fuck? Y'all already know what happened in history. This ain't a history lesson today, but bro, y'all know we wasn't allowed to read books. We was only allowed to read the Bible when our ancestors was on the plantations and all that type of shit. They caught you reading some anything else. You about to get hung from a tree. Like, so stop playing. Read everything. They know we don't read. We skip reading. Like, bro, I love to read. I saw some of y'all was illiterate. I can tell who didn't like to read back in elementary school, middle school, high school and stuff. Some of y'all did not know how to read. Oh, God, y'all didn't. I be reading good as hell on purpose, just to impress people, just to show people, nah, I ain't never been illiterate. I don't even know how I got to reading so well, but I always been reading. You weird as hell if you don't read shit. What the fuck? How you gonna learn something you don't read? Yeah, you can do auditory learning and shit, but like, shit, to an extent, you still gotta read. Because some of y'all don't listen, but some of y'all are auditory learners, so... So yeah, you probably need, you know, to listen to it instead of seeing it in words. So I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody different. But like, stop bullshitting. Cause I'm getting off the bullshit. I be bullshitting a little bit, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes. You know, life is about balance. So balance your shit out. No matter what you do. But still, though, get off the bullshit. But cut motherfuckers off, yo. I just cut my brother off again. Well, he really been cut off, but... Come on, coming at me at some bullshit. I just said, okay. Bro, I do not care. I'm telling you, I don't... I barely care about you. I barely care about some of my family members. Stop playing with me. Like, I don't care. My child has been taken from me. I don't care about shit but getting my child back. I just want to be a dad. Because I did not have a dad. Like, man. Shit's crazy. But yeah, keep your energy right. We just checking in. You know, we vibing. You know what I'm saying? Fighting a good fight. Vibrating high. The solar eclipse hit, so my superpowers are kicked in. So I'm about to go, pick up a tree. Nah, I was just talking stupid shit. But nah. You know, tap into your powers, tap into your gifts. Don't be afraid. Get uncomfortable. Get out your comfort zone. It's okay to be a rebel sometimes. Well, most of the time, depending on the situation. But move diligently. Because it's really crazy. But, But yep, we healing over here. But yeah, we got some more stuff coming in, some more content, definitely. Y'all already know. I've been going through so much, I ain't been giving a fuck about nothing. Like I said, I almost crashed out last year. But I'm glad I didn't. Thank God I'm still here. And some other people. Some other people probably wouldn't have. But thank God we're all here. You know, praying for all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself, protect your family. You know what I'm saying? Prepare. Like I tell you all the time. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're going to talk about the solar eclipse later on. The dating scene. Because some of y'all need to get the fuck out the dating scene. You're a little kid. Get the fuck out the dating pool. Y'all don't need to be in the dating pool. You're not healed. You don't care about nobody. You don't have basic adult fucking communication skills. Basic adult skills. You don't know how to clean. You don't have to cook for nobody. Bitch, can you cook for yourself? Bro, can you cook for your damn self? Can you cook for the kids? Do you have basic adult needs for yourself? And nobody is responsible for your responsibilities. You a grown ass man. You a grown ass woman. Shut the fuck up. Stop following social media and social norms. Nigga. Bitch. If you want to go 50-50, go 50-50. You want to go 100-100? Go 100-100. Nigga. Seven, nigga, whatever the fuck. Find somebody that's on what you own. Simple. Shut y'all goofy ass up talking about all this dumb shit. Bro, ma'am, sis, auntie, uncle, whatever. Attract somebody that's on your shit. Or go find. Because, like, stop projecting your preferences and everything on other people. It's okay to have your own preferences. Like, some of y'all women want niggas over 6 foot and shit. Just go get a man over 6 foot. But don't be downplaying us niggas that's under 6 foot. Because we beat up niggas over 6 foot before. I know I have. So, like, don't be talking about it. Just because a man over 6 foot don't mean nothing. Like, that don't mean nothing at all. So, but hey, just like me, I don't discriminate. I talk to women as over 6 foot and under 6 foot. But like I said, we all got our own preferences. But do you? But don't be dating if you ain't healed and on bullshit, toxic shit, and you don't care about nobody but your fucking self. Stay to your ugly ass self. Go heal or just be single. Because ain't nobody got time for y'all ugly asses. Keep on being on bullshit. That's why I'm glad I healed from my exes, even though I don't even like to claim exes. Y'all just, like old girl said, I wanna, yeah. Shit, she don't claim exes. She said, y'all was lessons. Oh, God. Yep, yep, I got lessons and an egg donor. Yep, that's all I claim. Shoot. Cause boy, we ain't claiming none of that. We ain't claiming no toxic shit. Fuck all that. But yeah, it's crazy out here, man. Just be by yourself for a while. You don't need to date. You don't need to do nothing. Just sit your ugly ass down somewhere. Hey, for real. Cause like, it's just crazy. You know, take a time to reflect. What you want to do. Where you want to go. Because y'all be doing too much. That's why I had to sit down and relax too. Sometimes you just need to sit there. Just do nothing. Some of y'all be all over the damn place. Man, sit down. Sit your ass down. Oh, God, though. Like, it's just crazy. Sit down, bitch. You don't know how I'm feeling. I ain't gonna tell you now.
You sit the fuck down. Hey, I'll
nip. What it? What? Have a slide through, ooh, baby, come through, ooh, you know I ain't flexing, ooh, ooh, yeah, she sexy, she pull up, yeah, she flexy, ooh, come on, babe.
Hey, I'm about to get in the studio, so I could really shit on a lot of you motherfuckers out here, keep it real, I ain't gonna lie. I just wasn't confident enough, I had to, you know what I'm saying, I was going through shit. But let me get my shit together. I swear, I'm about to go hard. I always been into the music stuff too, bro. And I'm a dancer too, so. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my dancers out there. And all my people that's into the music and shit. Keep doing your thing. Oh, God. Yeah, because it'd be like people with the most, like, what they say? Like the least talented has the most confidence, then the most talented people have the least confidence type shit. Cause that shit be crazy. Damn, I forgot what else I was about to do. Well, hey, shout out to Big Tix. Shout out to Tix. Fucking on, yeah. Oh, fuck, we gon' stand on they neck. Fuck it, I'ma flex. Steppin' on necks. Try me or mine, we gon' blow that bit. I'ma keep it quiet. Some of my friends might be dangerous. Better stop playing. Hey, safe. You gotta be safe and dangerous out here. Gang. Hey. Okay. Gang. Hey. Good. They mad. Oh. They on God though. We lit. We turned up. We ain't let nobody get us down. On God. I'm still over here thugging. What you thought? You thought I cared? I don't. Move on. I'm bad. To the bone. Hey. I can entertain myself all day. That's why I be by myself all the time. Some of y'all can't be by yourself. You scared. You're afraid. You live in fear. You need distractions. You can't sit with yourself. You're afraid. Get out that fear. You ain't going nowhere living in fear. Hey, they snapped on that bitch. I don't own the copyrights to none of the music being played. Y'all not suing me, and you can't sue me. Because I'm going to disappear. But nah, I don't own the copyrights to none of this music. I'm on YouTube. This is other artists. And all the most of the music is chopped and screwed or slowed and reverbed. Go listen to all your music slowed and reverbed or chopped. I'm telling you, on God. You did. But yep. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. I said watching. Well shit, you technically low key is watching on your phone or something, but more content coming soon. Thank y'all for following me. Shout out to all the people that follow me and that be listening. To all the new listeners that's coming through. This is who I am. I can be dramatic. I can be extra. But this is authenticity. Ain't no sugarcoating nothing over here. I think I need to go drink my smoothie or something. But yep, we just want to touch base, let y'all know what's going on, what's popping. You know, had to check in with y'all. You know what I mean? Let me know how y'all doing out there. What's popping? What you got going on? You know what I mean? Tell me about y'all experiences lately in a solar eclipse and y'all spiritual journey, all that shit. Hit me up on social media. I gotta make another Twitter, but I got an email, Instagram, all that. I got a Facebook, but y'all can probably add me on there. But, you know, let me know. So, more content coming soon. You know, got so much stuff coming up, you know what I mean? But, you know, just wanted to touch bases, let y'all know what's up. You know. But, yeah, thank y'all to everybody around the world that's listening. You know what I'm saying? And that you click and choose to listen to this podcast. Because I want to give you a different experience than maybe other podcasts. So yeah. You know, take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Yep. Yeah. Don't be starting shit with people. Because some people will fuck you up out here. Don't be starting shit with people. And for all you people that don't believe in firearms and shit, go get a gun. Before your ass end up the target. Oh, some real shit. Go get you a gun. Go get some practice, lessons, whatever you got to do. Stock up guns, ammo, survival shit. What else? Shit, y'all know. Well, not all y'all, but shit, you know. Bug out bags, shit, all that good stuff. No. You know, the survival shit. It shit hit the fan. Don't just trust the government. If you trust the government, you already failed. But, do not rely on the government. Rely on yourself. You feel me? But we're gonna ride it out. The four bets. We got a date at 8 p.m. type shit. But we coolin'. Drop by 8 p.m. Keep listening. Keep following. More shit on the way. Follow me on Instagram, Yvonne Golly X. Golly Wilson on Facebook. Snapchat King V _ 100. Yeah. Yeah. So I bought you another pair. Type shit. So bring your ass up down the stairs. Shout out to bro on YouTube. Buy you shit you cause you wear. On God. I might care a little bit. Love it here. Ooh, yeah, she love it here. Ooh, she rubbing on my head. Baby, do not touch me there. Cause my hair got oil in it. Ooh, your hands gonna be greasy. Hey, that's it. Nah, for real though. Don't touch my hair. I might. But yeah, you know. This has been another episode of Golly Motherfucking Speaks. You know, I speak when a spirit tell me to speak. I don't just speak to hear myself talk. You feel me? Some people just like to hear themselves talk. I don't talk. You can ask my mama. I don't talk. Going out a real nigga. Bread win the business. Oh God. Hey. You can ask my family. I don't even talk. Oh God. Slide by 8 p.m. Hey. And send a text to your DM. So running down your fucking nails. I want it for your fucking. Oh God, though. But yep. You know. We ain't never giving up over here. Keep it moving. Ain't nothing. You get in our way, you getting ran over. I don't care who you are. We out here. No. Do you take care of yourself? Take care of your. I already said that shit. But yeah, like I said, for real, take care of your health and shit for real. Because if you don't take care of your health, you do become a burden to the family. I don't care what none of y'all say. And ain't nobody trying to take care of your ass all day because you choose not to take care of your health. You choose to be a fat ass, a lazy, eat this, bitch, nigga, whatever you are, man, woman, this, that, they, him, who, all you motherfuckers. Take care of your health and leave children alone. Well, whatever community y'all in. We ain't got time. Type shit. Drop your dot, you know I'm coming. Late. Fuck that bonnet. Fuck that bonnet. Fuck that bonnet. Matter of fact, bring it. Drop the low, I'm coming. You already know it's running for me. Is it really a question? That's that you want. Hey, not a lie, no more. Hey, 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 hey. Days off. After the first thing, so. But yeah, hit me up. Let me know what y'all want to talk about. Let me know what y'all want to hear. Hey, anybody that want to try to join, download Spotify for Podcasters. And we can add each other on here. And we can talk. I can invite y'all. And we can have a conversation on here. Record it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did it, but we can do it. So anybody trying to join, we can talk our shit. Have fun. You want to do an interview? You need some promotion? Whatever. I might get the packages for that, together for that. You know. Yep. I'm selling packages for promotion deals, social media shit, all that. It's about to pop off, you feel me? So you need promotion, all that extra shit, we can get it. Hey. Running from me. Running. You gonna be running? Don't run. Don't run. Drop your dot. Matter of fact, warrior. Fuck that bonnet. Fuck that bonnet. Wear that. Fuck it. Hey. Got the low. I'm coming. Waiting on. I'm coming for me. Hey. Really a blessing if you want all the things that you want. When is all it? Hey, hey. But yeah, we lit. Fuck all that bullshit. Don't come to me with no negativity. I swear on God, I will check your ass. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me about nothing negative. I don't care. Like, definitely just out the blue being negative. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm vibrating high. I am in reality, but I don't want to hear negative shit or see negative shit. Don't send me negative shit. Thank you for management. From Godly Speaks Management. Should have wore your bonnet running from me. Y'all be safe. Take care of y'allself. On God. Peace.